How are you guys doing today? Good. I'm excited to be here with you guys. I don't know if you realize this or not, but sometimes we are very spontaneous in what we do. And this meeting, the purpose of the meeting literally happened 2 days ago, and I'll explain to you what happened. I am really, really, really all about expanding my belief systems. And sometimes in order to expand your belief systems, you need to expand your experiences. Who would agree? Say yes?
Yes.
Perfect. So we have a retreat for all of the members of Leverage and Empire University. It's in Lake Tahoe. It's at the Ritz-Carlton in Lake Tahoe. And there's a lot of people in Intero that are a part of Leverage that are going to be joining us there. And I figured, you know, there's three ways to get there. Number one, you can drive. Don't do that shit. That's just doesn't make any sense. Number two, you can fly commercial. Or number three, you can take a private jet. Which of the three is the best one? What do you say?
The jet.
The last one. So I figured I don't want to go alone. So I want to have some fun with this, you know? So we went out and we made a little contest for all of the lead coaches of the company. And we said, here's what you have to do, so forth and so on. And if you win a trip on the private jet. It's gonna be a real nice experience. We're gonna have Dom Perignon. We're just gonna do stupid. We're just gonna go all out. It's gonna be a lot of fun. So in any event, what it's gonna do is it's gonna drive production. But more than anything, we're gonna have a great experience. And so here's what happened. We make the announcement. And how many of you guys realize that sometimes just by having something as little as a contest, all of a sudden you produce more? Raise your hands.
Yeah.
Like all of a sudden. It's like, why weren't you producing that big before type of deal, right? So then what happens is we announce the contest on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday, I think we added like 11 people to the company. It was ridiculous. We set like 35 appointments. It was just nuts, absolute nuts. Some of you are here today or watching because of the contest, so welcome. How are you guys? And I felt that it was my job to remind people of what typically blocks us all from having what I like to call a quantum leap. Write that down, a quantum leap. And so instinctively what I did, guys, if there's a lady standing, can you offer her your seat, please? Because that just kind of drives me crazy. And they're going to say no, and they're going to do the whole, just stand up and make them sit down, please. Thank you. Except Marlena. Marlena actually likes to stand up. That's different. Yeah. Because she rides that freaking bike with Claudia every morning. So, you know, this explosion happens on Wednesday. We bring on new people. Like, everything is growing. Everybody's happy. And, you know, as a leader and as a coach, I felt like the next morning, I really felt it in my heart that I said, I got to prepare these people for what typically stops people from having a quantum leap. And I said, what tends to happen is your subconscious mind makes a big deal about what you do. If you're not used to quantum leaps, you make a big deal about everything. And you will all of a sudden feel overwhelmed. Write that down, overwhelmed. Overwhelm is a trick of the ego. And what should take 5 minutes will end up knocking you off course for 5 days. So I said, process it, move on, and let's keep going. Because how many of you guys realize that if you look around humanity, it's very rare to see human beings take quantum leaps. Raise your hands. And so then what happens is I thought to myself, and I thought, you know, this is too important of a conversation. I don't know if you guys see what's happening on Instagram. We have over 50,000 followers now. We're taking a quantum leap in that area. As a result, I'm getting messages all day long. And a lot of the messages have to do with the issue of how do I blow up? Like, how do I get where I know I deserve to be? Who can realize right now that where you are in life is not where you deserve to be? You probably have some more juice in you. Raise your hands. Okay. So I thought to myself that would be a great conversation today, because many of you think that my greatest gift is public speaking or building businesses or doing whatever the case may be. My greatest talent is is making quantum leaps in my life. And what I want to do for about the next 45 minutes or so is literally just give you the roadmap. I'm gonna tell you how to have a quantum leap in your life, and then it's up to you if that's what you desire to do. Sound fair?
Yeah.
All right. So let me show you something real fast. This is what humanity tends to do in terms of production. If we talk for a second about the real estate industry, most of our production is fueled by our personal energy and our personal work ethic, sprinkled in with a little bit of personal talent. And so you tend to kind of get to a level of production and then you just kind of level out. And how many of you guys can honestly say there's people in the business 10, 15, 20 years that get to a level of production and then just kind of level out? Raise your hands if you, yeah. Raise your hands if you, maybe you feel like you are the one leveling up right now. Raise your hands, right? Okay, good. Yeah. We're going to fix it today if it's what you really want. By the way, that's the little caveat. You have to really want it. If you don't really want it, you just wasted your day. You shouldn't have even come. If you really want it, I'm going to literally show you how to make a quantum leap. When I started in tarot, I decided that we were going to make a quantum leap. How many of you guys, even if you're guests, realize that what we've been able to accomplish in the last 7 years, other brokerages have opened and closed in that same time, and others haven't even come close to our level of production. Raise your hand. Okay, good. So we did it with our sales team. We did it with Intero. We're doing it with Empire University. How many of you guys realize that in 1 year to put 2,000 people in a room, that's kind of like not normal? Raise your hands. So how many of you guys can say, okay, this Danny guy maybe knows what he's talking about a little bit, so I should maybe pay attention. Maybe pay a little bit? Okay, good. So this is what most people do, and I'm going to tell you why they do it. Here's what a quantum leap is. A quantum leap is doing that. That's a quantum leap. Now that's sexy, that's exciting, that's thrilling. Yes or no?
Yes,
yes or no?
Yes.
But how many of us can agree that that's kind of tough to do? Like, there's not that many people that actually do it. And if it was easy, everybody would do it. But guess what? Everybody wants it. You can tell that everybody wants it because of the state of social media today. Everybody follows Gary Vaynerchuk, or everybody wants to be Ed Milet with the boat on the lake or in the big house. Everybody wants it. But not that many actually get it. What if I were to tell you that by the end of today, you're going to have, without a shadow of a doubt, the answers to how to have your quantum leap in your life? Raise your hands. Okay, good. So do me a favor. Don't fall asleep and don't be on social media right now, because this could absolutely change your life. Sound fair? You guys with me out there? All of you in launch, leverage, look at it. We got people from all over. For those of you who've been with Intero forever, what did I tell you 7 years ago? Pretty soon there's going to be people from all across the country watching it. Look at all across the country, and even in Canada, they're here right now. Is that a quantum leap? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yes. Round of applause. Yes. Yes. So what is a quantum leap? What is a quantum leap? Write this down. A quantum leap is making the impossible occur. That's what we're talking about. A quantum leap is making the impossible occur. Make no mistake about it. When we talk about a quantum leap, you consider it impossible. Therefore, it is impossible. Whatever you think is true is 100% true. And so part of the problem with humanity is we really don't believe that we can achieve our goals, and we can achieve the things that we really set out to achieve. We see it as impossible. You know, when it comes to my struggles with weight, I'll be perfectly honest with you. The reason why I didn't achieve my goals was I saw it as impossible. I literally had convinced myself, dude, you're just like big boned. Or, dude, you're Hispanic. Like, all Hispanics are chubby. It's just... Because what starts to happen is you literally start to find proof to prove to yourself why your bullshit story is real. And the reality is that you don't even realize it. You're the one that's been holding you back the entire time. So a quantum leap is making the impossible occur. We're talking about if you make $100,000 a year, next year you can make three. That's a massive quantum leap. And I'm telling you, guaranteed. Guaranteed. We're talking if you make $50,000 a year, next year you can make $150,000. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. We're talking about if you're a little overweight, within the next 90 days, you could have a brand new body. Guaranteed. Because how many of you guys realize we know people who have done this stuff? Raise your hands. Yeah, we know people who've done it. We just don't understand, why doesn't it happen to me? What's going on? And then when it doesn't happen to us, what starts to happen is we start to fall into a rut and we start to believe, maybe it's not meant for me. It's not that. It's not that. It's that there's some blockage and you're not understanding how to use the tools that God has blessed you with. And that's what we're going to uncover today. So what is it that stops us from having a quantum leap? What is it that stops us? Right? Because we all want it. Yes or no?
Yes.
How many of you would like to triple your income next year? How many of you eventually would like to make $1 million a year? How many would like to make $2 million a year? What if I were to tell you it's possible to make $5 million a year? What if I would tell you it's possible to make 10? What if I were to tell you, true shit, by the way, what if I were to tell you you can make $10 million a year working 4 days a week? See, this is in direct conflict with what the brain believes is real. Because right now we're busting our ass for 7 days a week to make 75 grand. So it's like, how does that even work? Question, are there people that make $10 million a year working 4 days a week?
Yeah.
There's people that make $10 million a year not working at all. So is it possible? So we have to identify what stops us. What's the thing holding us back? What's the blockage? Where does it come from? Number one, write down our current resources. Our current resources. Typically, the number one resource that tends to like limit us is money. Money. We judge what's possible based off of our resources. So if we currently don't have money, then what do we think about the possibility of making more money? That's not possible. That's not. So we go out, we set a goal, we see something on Instagram, we get excited about something, and then we go, yeah, but dude, come on. Look at your current resources. How the hell? Forget about it. And that's what happens. And people get stuck in that for 20 years. How many of you can honestly think about family members and friends who are talking the same shit today that they were talking 20 years ago? They haven't grown an inch. The same thing. They haven't grown an inch. Question, is that who you're going to be? That's a very serious question that I had to ask myself at 18 years old. I thank God that I asked myself that at that young of an age, but it's a serious question that you have to ask yourself. It's a serious question that you need to look at. It's a serious thing. It's a serious pressure that you need to put on yourself. Because if you don't, guess what you will do? You'll be that guy or that gal 20 years from now doing the same exact shit. And what if I were to tell you it is only because you've been stopping yourselves because you judge what's possible based off your current resources? Number two, skills. Skills. We judge what's possible based off of our current skills. When it comes to real estate sales, just because we're in a real estate company right now, the idea or the notion or the concept of many of us becoming listing agents is a difficult one. Why? Well, because I need money to survive and I don't have the skills. So never mind, I won't do it. And then we have rookies who are listing 3, 4, and 5 houses a month. A month. And you know what I see them do every morning when I walk in? They practice. Because they've made a mental decision that skills is not gonna hold me back. Because I can control skills. I can fucking do something about skills. If that's what holds most human beings back, damn it, it's not gonna hold me back. It's not gonna hold me back. It can hold everybody else back, but it's not gonna hold me back. Is that a decision, yes or no?
Yes.
Is that a choice, yes or no?
Yes.
Did God give you the ability to make a decision and a choice, yes or no?
Yes.
It's never about what happens, people. It's always about what you make what happens means. I don't care your skill level right now. I don't care your current resources right now. What I care about is what are you making it mean to you? That's what I care about. I didn't have any resources when I started. I barely would put 75 cents in my gas tank to go pick up all the I would say not open house, all the swap meet stuff from my broker, to go to the swap meet. I would pray to God to please send me food because I didn't have any food. But I wasn't gonna let my current resources stop me. I was on a mission. I had to buy my mom a house by the time I was 21. I didn't let the fact that I was a brand new rookie stop me. I had no skills. No skills at all whatsoever. But I didn't let that stop me. Just closed 28 deals in my first year in business. Probably wasn't the cleanest way to do it. Didn't take any listings, but I just didn't let those two things stop me. And if I could give you the example, and if you can see the way we've been able to go about this, we did the same thing with Intero, and we do the same thing with Empire University. We may not have the resources. I'll go find the resources. That's not going to stop me. We have the skills. We're better than everybody. We have the skills. That's a different story. Number three. But hang on. Isn't that a belief? Yes or no?
Yes.
That's a belief. I have brainwashed myself to think and know in the depths of my core that we're already as good, if not better, than anybody else out there. Is that a choice?
Yes.
You have the God-given ability to do that. Number three, past experiences. Past experiences. Our past failures, our past circumstances, they judge, dictate, and guide what we believe is possible in life or not. Oh, but last time I messed up. Oh, but last time that deal went south. Oh, but last time I made a call and they said no to me. Oh, but last time I went on a presentation and it didn't go the way I wanted to. Oh, but last time I made an investment and I lost money. Oh, but last time. Oh, but last time I really tried to stick to the diet and it didn't work. Who gives? You have the ability to choose what last time means. And I'm going to just liberate some of you guys because I know some of you have been through really tough last times. I don't care how difficult it is. There's people in this room who have been through abuse. There's people in this room who have been abandoned. There's people in this room who have been through some really difficult things. They just chose to look at it a little bit differently. They chose to not be held captive by their past experiences. And last but not least, number four, our attachments. Our attachments. I'm gonna share something with you guys here real fast. How many of you guys respect and admire my little brother, Anthony? I mean, how could you not? I mean, it's every single day. He does the same freaking thing. Every single day. How many of you guys can honestly say he's a pretty damn powerful human being? What if I were to tell you that his attachments were holding him back? It's the crazy, is he here right now? Oh, there he is. It's the craziest thing. It's the craziest thing, but I respect him immensely for who he is. I think he's one of the most powerful humans literally walking Earth. And then it was just so weird to see him react a certain way to certain things. When a file would go south, oh my God, he'd like crumble. He would like, oh my God, what's gonna happen? He was very attached to doing the right thing. It's a good attachment, but it was causing harm. And so little by little, I had to work him through that. And last night he tells us this story. He says, true story, man. I go up to San Jose. I'm going up there for the Tony Robbins seminar. I hang out with our buddy, Tony Rosso. How many of you guys know we have agents in Northern California? Tony Rosso, he says the market up there is pretty crazy. So he's telling us the story. And he goes, you know, I had a listing. It was for $1.5 million. And the guy just wrote me an offer. He said, I want to close at $1.9 million. And I want to just close cash. And I want to close in 5 days. And Anthony's like, oh my God, like somebody just overpaid that much money for a house. He goes, yeah, man, it's crazy up here. Sure enough, Tony reaches into his glove compartment. He goes, look, he pulls out a Wells Fargo check, $1.9 million. And he said, in that moment, I realize, what's the worst that could happen if I get sued? What's it gonna be, $5,000? Your problems become insignificant. Your attachments become insignificant when you get better exposure to bigger circumstances. You see, people, some of us, when we finally get a deal, we're so attached to it. So attached to it. We stop everything. We drop everything. We focus all of our energy on it. It consumes us. The process takes forever. Why? Because your current resources, your current skills, and your past experiences don't let you get more deals. So when you finally get one, it's like, there are people out there doing 20 times the business that you are doing right now. Can I tell you why? It's just a different perspective on what doing business means. And that's why you saw me post this week. You want to do more business? Stop celebrating so much when you do business. It's your job. It's what you're supposed to do. Sometimes you have to become a studier of humanity and realize that what humanity does is the opposite of what you want to do. In our industry, the real estate industry, you can see it all day long on Facebook. You can see it all day long. Oh my God, I got a yay, me, whoa. And then guess what everybody else does? Oh yeah, oh yeah, whoo, woo, ah, ah. All day long. What else does our industry choose to do? All these networking events and all these parties. If you ain't growing, don't go. If you want to have a quantum leap, you can't waste your time. You invest your time only in what's going to help you grow. Well, our industry, yes or no? Yeah. Every opportunity to go have drinks and hang out and chismoso with everybody and sleep with each other and the whole thing, I'm there. Hold on. Look at the psychology. Look at the results. Look at the psychology, look at the results. And you'll realize that what happens is we're all, as humanity, being stopped by these things. If we want to have a quantum leap, guys, we cannot let our current resources, we cannot have our current skills, we cannot have our past experiences or our attachments stop us. That's the foundation to having a quantum leap. A quantum leap isn't you making something happen. It's not something you make happen. It's something you allow to happen. Write that down. A quantum leap isn't something you make happen. It's something you allow to happen. It's like, get out of the way. Get out of the way. I'm going to give you a couple examples, and then I'm going to challenge you to find an example in your life where you had a quantum leap. How many of you guys realize whenever we set a goal or whenever we determine to do something, a conversation starts in our head? Raise your hands. Yeah, it's a conversation starts, right? So I have this issue on social media, you know? It's like I declared I was gonna, you know, get to 1 million followers and do the whole thing, and yet I didn't necessarily know how to do it. More on that a little bit later. But what I did realize is that I have been stopping myself because I wouldn't allow myself to post anything confrontational. If it was confrontational or if there was a chance that somebody was going to talk crap about it, I wouldn't like it. The most confrontational person is in the White House right now. Guess how we got there? Through confrontation. In other words, he didn't let the attachment to confrontation stop him. He posts stuff and he lets people do whatever they do. And some like it and some don't, but guess what all of humanity does? It just drives the post that much higher. Sure enough, I posted, men, stop calling other men sir. I knew in my heart, I knew amongst African Americans and Hispanics, that was not going to fly, particularly amongst African Americans. I knew it. But at some point in time, you have to make a decision. It's either you're going to let your attachment stop you or you're just going to go for it and not be attached to what people think. Sure enough, we got like 4,000 likes, 200 followers, and everybody's just talking. And I realized, oh my God, this whole time I had been getting in my own way. I just let it happen. I literally said, Danny, detach yourself from it. It doesn't mean anything. You know your heart. You know you're genuinely trying to challenge people and help people. Let me show you a couple of other examples. Buying my mom a house. Do you guys realize I was literally 18 years old and no one else in our family owned the house except for one other person when I just declared, I'm going to buy my mom a house by the time I'm 21. Did I have the money? Yes or no? No. Had I done it before? Yes or no? Did I let that stop me? No. Hiring an assistant. Jeez Louise. This is all of real estate done. Because it attacks the very core of what holds people back. The resources. Let's just stop right there. The resources. Everybody does it. And then everybody wonders and everybody looks and everybody goes, yeah, but how did Danny do it? I just don't let that stuff stop me. And everybody else lets it stop them. Go back to the list. Go back to the list and look at the industry. Everybody gets to 25 or 30, and then guess what happens? They level off. Why? Because they're afraid to hire an assistant. Why? Because of what's the list? The resources. And what else? The skills, the leadership skills. How do I train them? How do I, what else? Past experience. Oh my God, my tia said don't hire anybody. What else? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes or no? What if I were to tell you your whole life has been dictated by those four things, and the minute you decide to not let those things stop you is the minute you get your quantum leap? Is it scary?
Yes.
But do you want a quantum leap?
Yes.
Number three, 100 units. I have been telling myself forever, I want to buy 100 units. 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 And then finally, when I really started to study this, by the way, this all came from the book, The Quantum Leap Theory. I forgot the book, so you should probably get that book. But when I finally started to see this, I started to realize, oh my God, I have been holding myself back. Can I tell you how? I learned yesterday. Yesterday, I spent the entire day in Long Beach. Every deal that came across my table, I was running it through one formula. One formula. 1% of the purchase price in monthly rents. If it doesn't meet that formula, I'm not buying it. Yesterday I learned there's like 4 to 5 different ways to make money in commercial real estate. I had been holding myself back. So what did I do? I went ahead and hired a coach. And I think we're making an offer today on a 6-unit property on Broadway, like a block from the beach. Quantum leap, instantly, just by not holding myself back. I want you to write down right now, because you need proof. You see, in other words, I have proof in my life. The more proof you have in your life that you can do it, the more likely you are to make quantum leaps. I want you to identify proof right now that you have made a quantum leap in your life and write it down right now. Take 2 minutes. You need to understand and know that you have the ability to do this. You need to understand and know that you have the ability to do this. The more that you can build the story that you can do it, the more that you realize, oh my God, I've got the potential to do this. So, Lorena, how much weight did you lose?
Oh, gosh. 150. Oh, I was 296.
You used to weigh 296 pounds. Lorena, please stand up. She used to weigh 296 pounds. That means there were like three of her. Give her a round of applause. Is that a quantum leap, yes or no? That's a freaking quantum leap. That's a quantum leap. Who else has had a quantum leap? Not like that one, but who? That's a big one. Who else has had a quantum leap? Come on, show me your proof. Yeah, go for it. So you literally were an alcoholic and you were drinking just to live.
Stone Cold
gave it up. Give that man a round of applause, please. That's a quantum leap. That's a quantum leap. Who else has had a quantum leap? Come on, you need proof. All of us. Travis?
Yeah.
Travis went from stealing money from his son's piggy bank to being the number one agent in the company over the course of 2 years. Give him a round of applause, please. Who else has had a quantum leap? Yes.
In my second full year of real estate, I hit the six-figure mark.
Second full year in real estate, I hit the six-figure mark. Yes.
Hiring my first coach.
So that's a quantum leap, hiring your first coach. Beautiful, give him a round of applause. Here is what you as a human being have to learn. You can't brush that stuff aside. You need to build on it. This is where humans stop growing. They make a quantum leap and they go, oh, that was cool. No, guys, no. This is where the rubber meets the road. You use that as proof and fuel. Write those words down. Proof and fuel. Proof and fuel. You need to start looking at the quantum leaps you've made in your life, and you need to use those as proof and fuel for the next. If not, you stay stuck. If not, you get to a level of production and you level off. What's the quantum leap that you want to have happen? What is it? What is it? You want to get from where to where? Who could tell me? Yes. 30 deals to 60 deals. What if I were to tell you that's a slam dunk? Slam dunk. No, it really is a slam dunk. What else? What else? Give me a quantum leap.
170 to 360 a year.
So 170 to 360 deals a year. Slam dunk. I'll tell you right now.
I
say what?
I meant money.
Money.
In money.
She meant money.
360,000.
Yeah.
From 170,000 to 360,000. Let's just deal with this right now. Piece of cake. You're going to need an assistant. The faster you get that, the faster it happens. The more you delay that, the longer it'll take. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you right now, it'll never happen. Okay. Who wants a quantum leap? Raise your hands. Okay, please listen to me. This is real estate dumb. You start doing really, really good. You push a bunch of buyers into escrow. You start doing really, really good. And then guess what? What happens? You stay stuck. Why? Because you work with buyers. So guess what you have to do? You have to switch to listings. And then once you get to listings, you hire an assistant and you help that person help you further. That's it. It's done. You'll do 50 to 70 deals a year. That's it. Why do people stop? They're afraid of listings and they're afraid of hiring an assistant. And everybody stays stuck. There you go. Problem solved. It's all in your head. 100% in your head. Here are the steps to take right now. You guys ready? Number one, write down a clear, concise, and specific goal. A clear, concise, and specific goal. Not based off of your current resources. Not based off of your current skills. A clear and concise and specific goal. I'm gonna get 3,000 people to Relentless next year. Clear and concise, specific goal. It's always clear, concise, and specific. If you are not producing at a high level right now, it's because you are not clear, concise, specific. How does all of a sudden we go from not doing so well to a great Wednesday? Because the jet got everybody to get all of a sudden clear, concise, and specific. Crazy how that happens, huh? Number two, ignore the doubt. Because everybody asks me on Instagram, well, what do I do with the fear? What do I do when I get worried? What do I do with the doubt? You have to just learn to ignore it. Ignore it. But for most people, that's not good enough because they want to fix it. You're wired to think that it's going to stop. It never stops. It never stops. You just learn how to handle it a little bit better. Who remembers the story when I was dead broke and I had all the bills piling up? I was dead broke and I had all the bills piling up. Guess what I had to do? I ripped them up and I threw them in the trash. I just ignored them because I couldn't do anything about it. That's what you have to do with your fears. It's the exact same thing. Just ignore it. Ignore it and go work and prove yourself right. Number three, act like you believe. If you were here at the first meeting at Intero, I told you what was going to happen before it happened. And then guess what I did? I acted like I believed it. Many of us act like we don't believe. And therefore, what do we get? Don't believe results. Who could be honest and say yes?
Yes.
Yeah, we literally walk around Earth acting like we don't believe. I couldn't lose weight because I didn't believe I could lose weight. I was stuck. It was all in my head. Money, weight, success, it's all in your head. It's 100% determined by the story that you have going on in your head. Want to break through? Act like you believe. Just start acting like it. Next, understand that the how will come. This is big. I'm going to spend some time here. Understand that the how will come. Many of us, we want to know exactly how it's all going to work out. And can I tell you something? You'll be 80 years old. You'll be 80 years old when you finally realize, oh my God, you'll never know how it's all going to work out. It'll be too late by then. I only can tell you this from example. I only can tell, right? I didn't know how I was going to fill that room at Relentless. I didn't know Rob Dyrdek was going to show up. I didn't know we were going to get A-Rod. I didn't know we were going to get Gary last year. I never know anything. Half the time, I don't even know what the hell I'm going to say. But you know what I'm doing? Leading up to Relentless, it's going to be a life-changing event. It's going to be a life-changing event. You know when I put this presentation together? 10 minutes ago. I just tweaked it a little bit. I made it for leverage, and I tweaked it a little bit. But honest to God, I didn't really know like how it was going to work out. But what did I do? I promoted the hell out of it. Why? Because the how doesn't necessarily matter. What matters is you got to act like you believe. Many of you, please listen to me. You're not getting sales and you're not getting listings simply because the people can feel that you don't believe. What if I were to tell you, if you just start acting like you believe, you'll triple your sales? That's why this dude is doing so good. That's why he's doing so good. He's getting a little cocky with it, and that's going to lead to other issues and other problems, like it led for me, and we'll coach him through that. But at least he has that believability. He believes. Yes or no?
Yeah.
He believes, and that's why he's taking the listings. And that belief drives him to practice. That belief drives him to do what he has to do. The how will come, guys. Stop letting the how stop you. How will I afford an assistant? Don't worry about that. Stop. You'll be thinking that for 30 years. You'll be like those people who never change after 20 years. And why don't they change? Because they don't want to grow. And why don't they want to grow? Because they get stuck on the how. They have no idea how it's going to happen. I have never in my life ever known how anything was going to happen. Nothing. I didn't know how I was going to buy my mom a house. I didn't know how I was going to do Relentless. I didn't know how I was going to do 100 sales a year. I didn't know how I was going to buy my first investment. I didn't know how I was going to be able to afford the land. I didn't know how I was going to build the house. I didn't know if I was going to get a loan or not. I didn't. Eddie, yes or no? Is he still here? I didn't know anything. Anything. Brian, you've been around me for a long time. It looks like magic. 27 years old, living at the top of Haven. I didn't know how that was going to happen. Who cares how it's going to happen? Make the shit happen. Understand, guys, that no one that makes a quantum leap ever knows how. No one. No human in the history of humanity who has ever done something great ever knows how. They just don't let the things that stop other humans stop them, and they go act in faith and believe, and the how works itself out. I didn't know how I was going to get to 50,000 followers, but I know I can't get to a million if I don't get to 50,000. I messed up a lot. I spent a lot of money. I made some mistakes. I did good. I did bad. It doesn't matter. You just got to get clear with the goal, and then you go after the goal. Some final thoughts. What have you learned so far? If we were to stop right now and you go, oh my God, this is the thing that's been stopping me the whole time. What is it? Raise your hands, please. By the way, can I give you a little tip? Who wants a quantum leap? Okay, from now on, don't ever forget what I'm about to say. When a question is asked at an event, raise your fucking hand. Because can I tell you why I say yes?
Yes.
You're proving that you have limiting beliefs and worries and attachments by not raising your hand. Either I suck or something I said made sense. So everybody fucking practice, raise your damn hand. Thank you for crying out loud. Okay. Is there truth to that, yes or no?
Yes.
We're in the box, we're in the bubble. Oh my God, what if anybody looks at me? Oh my God, you're living the seminar. You're living it in the wrong way. So sometimes when you start to study human psychology, you start to realize for yourself, oh my God, I do that. So then you force yourself to not do it anymore so that pattern doesn't hold you back. Because if it holds you back, please let me help you. If it holds you back in raising your hand, it's holding you back in so many other ways. So many other ways. This is how you work on yourself. Oh my God, I typically always sit in the back of the room. You know what? I'm never going to sit in the back of the room again. Oh my God, I typically, when Danny asks to raise your hands, you know what? He's right. I never raise my hands. You know what? I need to stop that shit. Okay, I'm going to raise my hands every time. Every time from now on, no matter what.
All right.
Isn't that just like having skills or not having skills?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Oh my God, I don't have skills. You know what? Then I'm going to practice twice as hard now. Twice as hard. Okay, who learned something today, please? People still not raising their hands. Look at that. Okay, great. All right. Go for it.
We're on the way of our.
It's just us. We're in our way. Who else?
It's Mary, right here, Daddy.
Yes.
They don't have to fix it. I feel like I have to fix everything.
Okay, hold on a second. I feel like I have to fix everything. Who feels like this? Raise your hand. And who can honestly go, oh my God, like that's what always stops me. Yeah. Now, if that's the dominant thought in your mind, what happens when a transaction goes bad? Whoa! I gotta fix it. And yet, true story, I just want you to think. We do between 3,500 and 4,000 transactions a year, and I'm the broker. And I don't ever get involved in anything. Why? I don't feel that I can fix it. I don't feel that I need to fix it. I feel that it can get fixed with or without me. I'm completely unattached. Completely unattached. Realtors email me with their drama all day long. Do you know the voicemails that I get? Oh, your agent so-and-so, he promised me 2.5%, 3%, and then. Rudy, you got it? Okay, good. Delete. Ay, pero, what if he doesn't got it? Well, then we have to have a little talk. Oh my God, the inspection came back and it came back this and a, oh my God, my God. Mr. Buyer, listen, what are the top three most important things? Tell the assistant, she'll write it up, she'll send it to the listing agent. Goodbye. What? That's it? That's it? Yeah, that's it. Because I realize as a human being, if I'm attached there, I'm attached in other places. And it's gonna catch up to me and it's gonna stump my growth. So that was a great one. Who else? Yes.
Write down, clear, concise goals.
If you do not have clear, concise goals, you're literally just, you're just floating around. You're just existing. Yes.
Act like you believe.
Act like you believe. You know what, man? I keep telling you this all day long. Have you guys ever seen him play goalie? If you've ever, isn't he dope? He's incredible because he acts like, he looks like a, you should just see him. He just changes. Kick the ball up there. He literally is like, he just leaps and all this stuff. Apply that to business. Just act like you believe. Can I tell you something? You're not always going to believe. Act like it. You think 100% of the time when I go on stage, I believe that I'm going to, no. Half the time I fumble around for a couple of minutes, but then I just get in my groove and then I get going. But I don't ever act like anything other than I believe this is happening. Who else? Yes. 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 He says, ignore the doubt, because I even start acting like I believe, but then all of a sudden, like, I feel that doubt deep inside of me. Listen, that's your ego trying to keep you in the box. You cannot have a quantum leap unless you learn how to deal with that. The guy we're going for to be the keynote speaker at Relentless this year, it's a $100,000 deposit. Deposit. Have you guys bought your tickets? No. Okay, that's another thing. You don't buy your tickets because of your doubt, your attachments, your resources, your blah, 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 blah. And then once it's finally time, you end up paying triple the price. We just bumped up the price to Platinum VIP to $7,000. And they're going to sell. And you had an opportunity. All I'm going to tell you is if you like purple and gold, you're going to love this. That's all I'm going to say. Who else? All I'm going to tell you is some of you really, really messed up, and you're going to be hating life because you didn't buy that Platinum VIP ticket. And it's locked down to 100 because the contract says that's it. There's only 100 and that's it. I'm just going to tell you some of you really fucked up. Really bad. And yet some of you really stepped up. Some of you were like, hey, I believe, I'm all in. And you got a $7,000 ticket for $2,000. Use that as an example. Use that to see if the game is being played, you gotta learn to win the game. Who else? Yes. Don't let your past experience stop you. I'm telling you this because I love you. Literally, like, you have past experiences stop me. Like, it's part of, like, your, you know what I'm saying? And at some point in time, you have to decide, which I've seen you do it. Like, I've spoken with you in the lunchroom at Corona, and the next thing you know, 60 days later, you, like, blew up, and you had, like, 4 listings and 3 sales, and it's because for that brief moment, you didn't let that control you. You got to realize that's never going to go away. It's never going to go away. It's just, how do you deal with the past experiences? That sooner or later, in 2 or 3 years, it's the little voice starts to get minimized and minimized and minimized. But you got to learn to win the battles on a daily basis. If not, it's going to stay there. It's going to stay persistent. Last one.
Understand that.
Yes. Let your proof be your fuel. Yeah. Let your proof be your fuel. Use it to build. Final thoughts, guys. Final thoughts. Write them all down. Number one, your potential deserves respect, not your self-doubt. Your potential deserves respect, not your self-doubt. How many of you can say, son of a gun, my self-doubt has been getting all my respect? Mm-hmm. There it is right there. I pour all my energy into my self-doubt instead of pouring all my energy into my potential. Number two. Stop inhibiting yourself by avoiding the unfamiliar. Technically, that's what we do. We just avoid what's unfamiliar to us. We avoid it. Hiring an assistant is unfamiliar. So guess what we do? We avoid it. Waking up early to go to the gym is unfamiliar to us. So guess what we do? We avoid it. Showing up every single day is unfamiliar to us. So guess what we do? We avoid it. Speaking amongst other people and role-playing and practicing every day is unfamiliar to us. So guess what we do? We avoid it. As a result, making a lot of money is unfamiliar, so guess what you do? You fucking avoid it. Next, a quantum leap, this is the most powerful one. A quantum leap requires you to trade psychological comfort for high velocity results. Everybody go, ooh. Psychological comfort. Psychological comfort. Repeat after me, psychological comfort. When you say those words, you're gonna go back to every thought you've ever had that was ever limiting and realize you've been having the same thoughts over and over, over and over. It's all been a pattern and you're just comfortable there. It's what you know. It's just what you know. Yes or no? It's just what you know. When I was 25 pounds heavier, it's just what I knew. I knew how to, I literally programmed myself to be 25 pounds heavier. It's just what I knew. It's just what I knew. Until I finally said, right, you too, yeah, right? Yeah. How much, what did you weigh?
296.
296, coño, that's a lot. 296.
I'll show you a picture.
You show me a picture, yeah.
Yeah, I did think.
Yeah, no, I don't think, I would like to see that picture. That's crazy. But what starts to happen is that's familiar. That's comfortable. Think about money. Think about success. Think about everything that you want to achieve. And think about the fact that what's holding you back is just your comfortness in the psychology and the way you think. Who could see there is like legitimate truth to this? Raise your hands. Yeah. There's legitimate, undeniable truth. Next point. You will soon find that your personal limits are only determined by what you are willing to risk. Ouch. You will soon find that your personal limits are only determined by what you are willing to risk. Don't let me be the only crazy one. Please, that's no fun. And by the way, I'm gonna speak to all of you because I know for the most part, all of you are in some sort of a business or whatever. You all have a point to prove. You all have a point to prove. My number one mission right now, after this conversation, were to be literally either I get unstuck or I die. Because it's not about whatever you've been thinking about. It's about you've been holding yourself back based off of your current resources, your current circumstances, and your current set of skills. That's it. That's it. That's the whole game. As soon as you decide to stop holding yourself back because of that, all of a sudden, boom, your life changes. So I'm going to do this for all of us right now because we're all in business. We're all in business. You ready? Write down your current, average yearly income right now. Write it down. Average. What's the average? Doesn't matter what it is. It's just a reflection of how much you've been allowing those things to stop you. That's all it is. If I could take a listing, could you? Yes or no?
Yes.
If I could take 10, could you? Yes or no?
Yes.
If I could hire an assistant, could you? Yes or no?
Yes.
If I could get unattached from the files, could you? Yes or no?
Yes.
There's nothing to stop other than the psychology. Number two, write down the quantum leap you expect in the next 12 months. Now, I will tell you this. Don't make the quantum leap based off of your current circumstances, goals, so forth and so on. And yet, at the same time, make it at least stretchable enough and realistic enough where you believe, like, I got a shot at this. I can do this. Number three, this is where you're going to act as if. Act as if. When you get there and you're doing that type of income, what things need to change in your business in order to make that happen? Write them down. No matter how scary, no matter how whatever, just write them down. Just write them down. I would never be able to open up Empire and sell out the Staples Center if I didn't hire Jason to run the operations. Can I tell you guys a little secret? Say yes?
Yes?
The company is way better with me out of the way. way better. I'm a little too confrontational. People are starting to come now more than I'm gone. That's fine. I like it that way. Anthony's really nice. Really nice. Jason's really nice. But how many of you guys realize, just use me as an example, I could have been still here strangling it, saying, no, I'm the only one that can do it. There was a day where I used to run the role plays every single morning. Who remembers that? I will never forget the meeting I had in Downey. We demand you hear more. They were pissed. Maria Quadros, oh my God, I will never forget. She was, no, we don't get you enough. We want you here all the time. This is, no. I'll never forget. It was before we even moved into the next building. But I had a vision for where we wanted to go. And quite honestly, I have a vision for all of you. You'll never get to reach your full potential if you see me being attached. You have to get an example. Look at how many leaders we're developing in the company. It's all because of the vision. It's all because I knew where I wanted to go and I knew what would have to happen. I knew we would have to develop leadership. I knew we would have to develop systems. I knew we would have to have a structure. I'm telling you guys right now, you guys have no idea. In the next 2.5 years, we've got literally people waiting to drop offices all across the country. All in due timing. But the vision is there. I just needed to get out of the way. You need to do the same thing. You need to do the same exact thing. And last but not least, please be honest with yourself. Write down the thoughts that typically hold you back. You have to get clear with them. The thoughts, the worry that typically holds you back. Oh, Cirilo, I remember when you had your quantum leap. It was at that seminar where we were by the beach. Do you remember that? It was like one of the most powerful moments. Can I share? We're at an event. I'm going to close out with this. We're at an event, and we're in a room full of people, and all of us went to this class, and Cirilo's there in the front of the room. And they asked us to draw a picture of what we, I don't know, draw a picture of what? Yeah, something, draw a picture of what you thought of yourself, or something like that, or the dominant thought in your head. Everybody starts standing up and showing the picture, standing up and showing the picture, standing up and showing the picture. Cirilo comes, and literally he shows a picture. It was a touching moment. I think he said something along the lines like, I think I'm dumb, or something like that. And everybody was like, what? And it's so crazy how that thought was limiting your physical fitness, was limiting your business, was limiting your ability to lead. Now look at him. He's lost weight. He's leading a team. He's growing the team. He's unstoppable. It was because of one thought, and the thought was baloney. Get rid of that thought. Whatever it is that's holding you back, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be tough. But understand once and for all, people, the way you have a quantum leap is to get out of the way. Get out of the way. Stop letting what's been stopping you hold you back. Okay? Questions. Questions from anybody. Questions, please. Yes.
How many do you have to hire an assistant?
To hire an assistant, you want to be in the 30 range. Yeah. You want to be in the 30, realistically. And once you get to 30, that's when you pull the trigger. Yeah. Because you could get there by yourself, so you want to stay as profitable as you possibly can.
Right.
So, then here's what I would do. Here's the game I play. You ready? Yes or no? I'm going to get to 30 next year,
yeah.
Or as soon as humanly possible. Because I know that if that's what I got to get to take the next leap, then I'm going to do that right away. And that's the game that you play. Yes, Vince.
Dave, what do you think about the old saying? And I think a lot of people have been thinking about
What do you think about the old saying?
It takes money to make money.
It's complete stupidity. Broke people made that up. Yeah, the old saying, it takes money to make money. Here's what it takes. You ready? Write it down. Number one, guts. Number two, a vision.
Number two.
A vision. Guts and a vision. That's what it takes to make money. Send your questions, by the way, here. I'll be happy to answer them. But is that a thought? Yes or no?
Yes.
could that ruin your chances of being financially free? Oh yeah, there it's done. It's over right there, just with that one thought.
Yep.
Questions? Questions?
Clarity.
What about clarity?
When you said write down a clear, concise, and specific goal.
Yes.
Can you give an example?
Yeah, so I get this all the time on Instagram. And forgive me for saying this, but you can kind of tell the people who ask this type of question you could just kind of feel their energy is just on the lowest level possible. I'll get a question like this: how do I make more money? I don't know. Go sell a candy or something. I don't know. You got to get clear and concise. So everything I've done has been like extremely clear and extremely concise. Like, I will buy my mother a house by the time I am 21 years old. Clear and concise. I will put up 10 squares on the board this month. And if I hit 8 this month, then I'm going to go for 10 this month. I will be number one on the board a minimum of 7 months out of the year. I will put up 3 very clear, very concise. Okay? Questions? Yes?
Something I learned from Tony Robbins is just like celebrating a small victory.
Yes.
Just day, like at your peak day, keep your energy level high and positive.
Yeah.
Because with you, it's just like, you know, it's like, okay, the small things such as like, lifting a sale, like, you shouldn't be putting too much celebration into that.
You shouldn't be putting too much celebration into your job, yeah?
Yeah. So it's just like, so within business and throughout the day, so it's like, should we not celebrate like those small things?
I mean, you know what? That's a great question, because you guys saw me post this, right? Think of a baseball player. It's the saying, like when you make the big leagues, like you act like nothing is a big deal. It's just his aura. So think of a baseball player hitting a home run. What do they do?
Trot
around, get in, high five. It's just your job. But if you hit a home run and you're like, oh my God, right? What starts to happen is, psychologically speaking, you're setting yourself up to believe that that thing that happened isn't a regular occurrence. You believe it's a special thing. If doing your job is a special thing, you're gonna be doing your job at a very low level. Very low level. Does this make sense? So for example, for me, I knew I wanted to get to 100, 150 deals a year. So literally people, I'm just gonna give you an example. I would take a listing, I would walk in, I'd put it on the desk, and I would go back and go get another one. Mm-hmm. Now putting it on the desk was, I handed it off to my mom. Okay, well, I don't have an assistant. Great, I would take a listing, I would sit down, I would get in the MLS right away, and I would go, and I would go get another one. I'll be honest, you guys, son of a bitch, you take a listing, 3 days to put it in the MLS, it takes forever to get your thing up there, you want it to be absolutely perfect, you're wasting time. And you're not allowing yourself to be able to do a lot of business. A lot of business requires speed. My only challenge keeping me from a quantum leap is that I randomly sweat when meeting clients, like physically sweat. I know I do a great job and I constantly close over 8 deals a month. I know what to say, how to speak to clients, but physically I have hot flashes and it pisses me off and I can't control it. That's okay. Victor, I don't know what to do about that.
Dandelion
tea. Dandelion tea is a good.
No, serious.
Dandelion tea could help. And then Victor, honestly, who cares if you sweat?
Yeah.
I fart. Who cares? It's not that big of a deal. Listen, Victor, let me help you with this. Victor continuously closes 8 deals a month. Does he have an issue with sweating?
No.
Victor, you're making the sweating issue a bigger deal than what it is, because you're already kicking most of the country's ass. Yeah. It's not stopping you. It's the story you have about why you can't get to 12 or 15. Eliminate the story, because the 8 people you close a month don't care about your sweat. So why should it matter? You see how that happens though? At what point do you celebrate your employees' wins? What we do at the office, you know, if our record was this and we beat the record, yeah, we'll go have a fun time. But we don't celebrate every time we make a sale. You gotta push. Okay? Guys, I'm here to help. Reach out to me, Danny Morrell on Instagram, on Facebook, whatever. If you haven't bought your tickets to Relentless, honest to God, I'm thinking with the caliber of what we're about to do. I think all of the prices are about to go up because, quite honestly, for the value you get for your business, it's pretty ridiculous. Our prices already. I would say go to relentlessevent.com, get that handled ASAP. Again, if all goes well, this is going to be really, really big. And for those of you guys that are guests and for those of you guys that have been here and you're really just here for the first time, I would say connect with one of the lead coaches, because what you've got to understand is that if the whole game is psychological, then your surroundings and your environment are what dictate how strong your psychology is. And so you need to upgrade your environment and you need to upgrade your surroundings. So please talk to one of the lead coaches that invite you. And honest to God, just get out of the way and join the damn company already. All right? Take care. Bye, guys.